We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in turn on the news, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in turn on the news each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
Then I just, there's good news.
These are dangerous times.
Fox in the snow, where do you go to find something you could eat? Cause the word out on the street is you are starving. Let yourself go hungry now. Don't let yourself go cold. Fox in the snow. Girl in the snow, where do you go to find someone who will do to tell someone all the truth before it kills you? Listen to your crazy laugh before you hang a right and disappear from sight. What do they know anyway? You read it in a book. What do they know anyway? You read it in a book tonight. Cycle round the town. You're going up, you're going down, you're going nowhere. It's not as if they're paying you. It's not as if it's fun. At least not anymore. When your legs are black and blue, it's time to take a break. When your legs are black and blue, time to take a holiday. What else would you do? fox in the snow.
When the legs looking black and blue.
Fox in the snow.
It's not as if they're paying you.
Fox in the snow.
When your legs looking black and blue.
Fox in the snow.
It's not as if they're paying you.
Fox in the snow. Fox in the snow.
The top story, Fox News grappling with their wildly popular host Tucker Carlson airing racist violence and citing conspiracy theories, looked deep into their soul, examined their moral core, and decided Christ, this guy is costing us a lot of money. Tucker played a role in the $787 million Dominion voting settlement and is now being sued by his former booker, proving that he's not just some television phony, he's just as vile behind the camera.
I show up, first day of work, there are literally pictures like this big of Nancy Pelosi in a bathing suit in Europe, plastered all over.
What was your experience with anti-Semitism?
I've never experienced it in my life until now.
Truly shocking that Tucker Carlson's workplace was a bad experience for a Jewish female producer. Joining me now is Democratic strategist whose life mission is to be name checked in the follow-up memoir from Chastin Buttigieg, Lydia Parker.
Good evening.
Chief Washington Bureau chief whose wife kicked him out after he spent their entire 30th anniversary dinner talking to a couple at the next table, Jonathan Keane.
Hello.
Chief field correspondent whose hand is still a little sticky from when he fell in gravel earlier, James Smartwood Jr.
Hey. Hey, Dad.
And CBS News senior White House correspondent who woke up at 3 a.m. in front of the fridge giving a full report on the state of today's carrots, Weijia Zhang. Thanks for being here, Weijia.
Great to be with you, James.
Weijia, Tucker Carlson's firing comes as Fox News faces massive ongoing legal and financial exposure. What's the state of affairs over there? And when you answer, please set aside your relentless, frankly gauche campaign to become Tucker's replacement.
Well, all of this unfolded, of course, when Fox News decided to settle with Dominion Voting Systems for that whopping number that you mentioned at the top of the show. And really, that investigation unearthed a lot about Tucker Carlson and what he said about colleagues, sort of his SOP in running his show. And so this is the aftermath. And I think it shows that News Corp and Fox News is saying, sending a message that regardless of how popular one of our hosts is, nobody is untouchable.
Well, look, we're all praying for the Murdochs, but I don't believe the reports about why this happened. I'm convinced he did something inappropriate at his April 20th Hitler birthday celebration.
I'm concerned America can't weather the end of Tucker Carlson lawsuits, which have consistently served as a stimulus to our wobbly economy.
Hey, I look forward to Tucker unveiling the Rube Goldberg machine that connects his firing to a trans athlete joining a swim team.
And now the search begins for Tucker's successor. I'm going with either Jesse Waters or a 2-foot-tall, gleaming Aryan goblin.
Oh, I am getting word that the goblin was just me too'd. Wow, that was quick.
I could see it coming.
We have been off the air for a week. You know who else has? Tucker Carlson.
Choo, choo, choo!
Here's what happened. Last Monday, Fox News fired Tucker Carlson. I can't believe.
Wow.
Like him or not, and for the record, don't. Carlson was the most watched cable news host, so why fire him? Fox did not give a reason. In fact, Tucker Carlson's exit remains a mystery. Yes, a mystery. You can read all about it in Nancy Drew and the case of why didn't this happen years ago? So, here's the dealio. So this isn't so much a whodunit, it's a whydunit. But there are some clues. During the Dominion lawsuit, we learned that Carlson was privately texting disparaging remarks about his managers and co-workers. What we didn't know, but Fox later found out, is that Tucker called a senior Fox News executive the C word. Conservative? Cowabunga? Oh, that word. Wow, nice mouth, Tucker. You kiss your M&Ms with that mouth? Hey. Now, for those of you see what I did there? You see what I did there? For those who don't know what word I'm talking about, he called his boss a see you never, Tucker. That was just... That was just the tip of the misogyny berg. In another video obtained by the New York Times, Tucker is shown off camera discussing his postmenopausal fans.
Well, I feel great. You know, I can never assess my appearance. I wait for my postmenopausal fans to weigh in.
Okay, that seems a little rude, but that is most of his fans. After all, the surest way to stop ovulating forever is looking at this face. Wow. It's true. Yeah. You know, the ovaries just drop out and pew! But it's not just sexism. Reportedly, some higher-ups at Fox were concerned about what they felt was thinly veiled racism on his show. Thinly veiled. No wonder they were mad. Fox likes their racism cut thick, like a country bacon. Another theory is that Tucker got fired because he personally offended Fox chairman and pissed off sack of yogurt, Rupert Murdoch. Word on the street is Tucker got a little too Christian for Murdoch's taste, including a speech at the Heritage Foundation that was laced with religious overtones. And according to a source, that stuff freaks Rupert out. Of course it does. I mean, listen, if I was Rupert Murdoch, I wouldn't want to believe in hell either. Whatever the reason. Why whistle while you work? I don't know. Whatever the reason, Fox News has parted ways with Tucker. And in his old time slot, viewership is down 56%. And not all of that is Fox viewers dying in front of their sets. Conservatives are furious that Fox fired Carlson.
You know, I noticed even with me, you know, I've been in sort of outspoken America First, and, you know, I used to be on Fox 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 times a week. Yeah. I haven't been on in 9 months. Not a call, not an invite, not anything. And so I understand what it appears like they're trying to do to the America First movement. You know, Tucker was another one of those voices, you know, when he said, hey, Donald Trump's the only one that understands this foreign policy and the risks of nuclear war with Russia. And, you know, Ron DeSantis flip-flopped on it. And just saying that, it was like, okay, and you're gone. Oh, bye-bye.
But another reason nobody's watching is Fox News host and man with resting lobotomy face, the brown-haired guy who's not Steve Doocy or Tucker Carlson. Just look at him enthralling viewers on Friday.
We have more in just a moment. The music's going to get louder, graphics are going to come in, and I'm going to say something when I come back.
I'm going to go away from the screen, but my producers promised me that I will not disappear forever like that ball that rolled behind the couch. I'll just sit here and wait for you to come back. I live in your TV. My ratings are food, and please never change the channel. Fox's loss is someone else's gain, because over at conservative network Newsmax, primetime viewership has surged. That's big news for their primetime lineup, the security camera at a bait and tackle shop. Currently, Tucker is a free agent. There's plenty of interest. Immediately after he was fired, Tucker Carlson got an offer from Russia State Media. That's gotta be a tempting offer. Up till now, he's been representing Russia pro bono. Tucker has also... Da. He's good. Da. You report, you decide. Tucker also has gotten unofficial offers from One American News Network, conservative news outlet Blaze TV. Even Mike Lindell offered Tucker Carlson a job. Yes, Lindell wants Tucker to be the pillow.
Tucker Carlson was fired by Fox News, and I've been crying and puking for 4 days straight.
It's called crooking. First of all, let me just say this. Tucker Carlson is bigger than Fox News. I mean, not literally. He's actually quite small. He's like a boy's medium. He looks like a child mannequin at Brooks Brothers. It's like if Megan had a boyfriend who went to prep school. That's not the point. The point is Tucker Carlson is a movement, a big movement, a BM, if you will. And this BM wasn't afraid to ask the tough questions, like does the green M&M have a vagina? What color would the green M&M's vagina be? If an M&M got a sex change, would the doctor be a human or an M&M? Questions like these will no longer be on television. That is a loss for America. Apparently, they fired Tucker for using sexist and bigoted remarks in private, and that is not okay. Say it on television where we can all enjoy it. There are two justice systems in America, one for Hunter Biden and one for Tucker Carlson, and one for Donald Trump and one for Antifa and one for, and Tucker's right, by the way, where in America can you tell the truth? Not at my local school board meetings, I'll tell you that much. For years, I could only trust Fox News, and now I can't, unless they hire Tucker back. But the damage is done. But Tucker can fix it. Fox News has gone woke, and I just ran over my television with my Ford Fiesta. Now I can't watch The Real Housewives. Does anyone have any duct tape? How can we let this happen? Who is gonna replace Tucker Carlson? Some ranting, raving, blonde lunatic who's brainwashed by everything she sees on TV?
The saga of Tucker Carlson's messy and abrupt exit from Fox News is still ongoing, with yet more revelations and speculation about what exactly led to his ouster. The story is yet another example of just how weak and fractured the already unpopular MAGA movement has become. Tucker Carlson posted what I guess was some sort of proof of life video on Twitter last night. Filmed from what I can only assume is a secret lair at the base of a volcano or a fake doctor's office from a low-budget porno. Seriously, why are you zooming in from your sauna? That place looks like the Unabomber's hideout if he updated it and put it on Airbnb. I also love the carefully planted details in the background, like the globe. Ooh! Ooh, a globe on a shelf! It's like we're supposed to think to ourselves, this mother... is worldly. Also, what is it with these right-wing weirdos filming incredibly close-up videos from their phony-looking home studios? Trump does the same thing now with his stupid campaign videos. You know, his Zach Galifianakis ripoff, Between Two Flags. Now, Tucker never addressed his ouster from Fox, and most of what he said in the video is utterly meaningless, but he did end on a somewhat unnerving note.
When honest people say what's true, calmly and without embarrassment, they become powerful. At the same time, the liars who've been trying to silence them shrink and they become weaker. That's the iron law of the universe. True things prevail. Where can you still find Americans saying true things? There aren't many places left, but there are some, and that's enough. As long as you can hear the words, there is hope. See you soon.
I'm impressed by the confidence of a man who went from filming a top-rated TV show in a flashy, high-budget studio to posting Twitter videos from what I can only assume is an episode of Tiny House Nation. He looks like he's auditioning to be the new chief on Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego. Hello, gumshoes. Can you spot Carmen Sandiego in this peaceful protest? Let's zoom in. There she is. Good work, gumshoes. Also, it's very chilling when a figure as nefarious as Tucker ends a self-taped video from an undisclosed location with the words, see you soon, and then just disappears. He should have pointed to the globe when he said that. See you soon, Jakarta. That's how a jilted husband ends a voicemail in a Lifetime movie. Next thing you know, he's on your balcony in a thunderstorm staring at you through your window. Hello, darling, it's me. I told you I'd see you soon. But that's ridiculous. This isn't actually a Lifetime movie. Tucker's never actually started out his show with some sinister hypothetical like that.
But first tonight, what if your next-door neighbor suddenly went dangerously insane and started holding people hostage in his house? Would you consider that threatening? Would you even notice it?
Jesus! That's how you start the show? How about a little ramp up, a couple jokes or something? He might as well have said, good evening, look out behind you, he's got a knife. Why is he talking about a hypothetical next door neighbor who suddenly goes insane? He sounds like he's pitching a dark reboot of Seinfeld called Breaking Kramer. Of course, the difference is Kramer's not the one who knocks.
Hey.
By the way, if you're curious what Tucker was actually talking about in that deranged hypothetical, he was talking about Canada. I swear, I'm not making that up. Here, watch.
Those are not theoretical questions. Something very much like that just happened in our national neighborhood. Canada?
It's amazing that the list of Tucker Carlson's imagined enemies now includes the entire nation of Canada. Anyway, Tucker posted this weird little video to, I guess, prove that he still exists after the network he worked for essentially disappeared him overnight. So far, there's been a lot of speculation over what exactly led to his exit, but nothing concrete yet. On the one hand, the LA Times reported that Tucker was pushed out by Rupert Murdoch himself and that Carlson's exit is related to a discrimination lawsuit filed by Abby Grossberg, a producer fired by the network last month. Meanwhile, The Wall Street Journal reported that Tucker Carlson's vulgar offensive messages about his colleagues helped seal his fate at Fox News. And then Vanity Fair reported yet another stranger theory that Tucker Carlson's prayer talk may have led to his Fox News ouster, with one source saying, that stuff freaks Rupert out. And it wouldn't surprise me. Rupert Murdoch definitely seems like the kind of guy who, even if he did go to church, would play hardball when the collection basket comes around. I'm not giving you a bloody cent unless I get VIP access to heaven. Look, we can't guarantee VIP access. We can tell St. Peter to expedite the entry process. All right, here's a dollar. Hold on, I'm taking that 85 cents. Don't move the basket, you By the way, it also wouldn't surprise me if when it comes to a guy like Tucker Carlson, there was, you know, more than one reason for getting canned. Like, when they finally nabbed Jeffrey Dahmer, they weren't like, this is just for the last one, and... Sure enough, last night, the New York Times reported new information that Fox News board members had discovered even more vulgar text messages that were so bad they felt they needed to sever ties with Tucker ASAP.
Fox recently settled a defamation lawsuit with Dominion Voting Systems for nearly $800 million that alleged the network repeatedly lied about debunked election fraud claims. Private texts and emails from Carlson emerged during the lawsuit, including redacted messages about Fox News executives.
The New York Times reports Carlson's redacted text messages were even worse than ones which were revealed in those court filings. And there was one message that was particularly offensive, which added to the concern at the top of the company.
Wow, so Fox put up with his racism, bigotry, harassment, and conspiracy theories for years, but then they saw this one text message and said, we gotta get this guy the out of here. I mean, what did that text message say? I'll tell you what, that Joe Biden makes some good points.
These texts were said to be so offensive, Fox didn't know whether to fire Carlson or to give him another hour on primetime. It's easy to forget how much Tucker Carlson has accomplished over his career. You know, he's been fired by Fox, CNN, MSNBC, and PBS. That's like the EGOT of cable news. That's called the EGOT fired is what it is. Did you know, I forgot he worked for, he know he got fired by PBS? He called Big Bird a gay chicken and they had to let him go.
Scandals have been devouring careers this year. The untouchable Tucker Carlson is out of a job. Yeah, okay, some people celebrate it. But the Tucker staff, I want you to know that I know what you're feeling. I work at The Daily Show, so I too have been blindsided by the sudden departure of the host of a fake news program. Tucker got caught up. Got caught up like that dude from Vanderpump Rules. Text message stuff. I don't know what Vanderpump Rules is about. I just watched it a couple times. My friends told me it's like BMF, but for white people. Or is that secession? No, secession is power for white people. No, Tucker Carlson is power for white people. No, that's white power. You know, never mind. Don't worry about that. But no, don't worry about that. We got to get Tucker back on the air, Mr. President, because right now there's millions of Americans that don't even know why they hate you. Fox claimed Dominion conspired with the Democrats to rig the election. And the Democrats should be flattered that they thought that y'all were smart enough to rig an election. Warnock needed a runoff to be the werewolf. But it's not over for you, Fox News. You still got more bad news coming down the pipe. That Smartmatic voting machine lawsuit is coming. That's right, Smartmatic is coming for you, and they want more money than Dominion. Matter of fact, let me just say right now, my favorite voting machine is the Smartmatic voting machine. If your election needs the truth, put Smartmatic in your booth. But I think it's fair that we should give credit where credit is due. Tucker Carlson is the first host to get fired from Fox News for something that's only partially about how he treats women. That's progress. He shattered the whole ceiling.
Tucker Carlson is out at Fox News.
Carlson, whose departure was so sudden, he didn't even have a chance to say goodbye to his viewers.
The Late Show is providing him that chance.
Up next, we bid farewell to you, the viewer. And the message is this. We didn't know that even fairy tales end. And one day ours did end. The magic turned to dust. One day the music died. Bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Imagine forcing yourself to tell lies all day about everything in ways that were so transparent and so outlandish that there is no way the people listening to you could possibly believe anything you said.
It's been fun.
I'm actually the single dumbest person ever to perform on cable news, you may be wondering. What's in store ahead, in the many years ahead? My plan is having sex with M&Ms.
We're learning what Tucker Carlson texted that was so worrisome to Fox executives and the board that it reportedly contributed to his firing. The New York Times reported on the message, which was sent on January 7, 2021. And he was talking about a video he saw of Trump supporters beating up, in his words, an Antifa kid. It read, quote, "It was three against one, at least. Jumping a guy like that is dishonorable, obviously. It's not how white men fight. Yet suddenly I found myself rooting for the mob against the man, hoping they'd hit him harder, kill him. I really wanted them to hurt the kid. I could taste it. Then somewhere deep in my brain, an alarm went off. This isn't good for me. I'm becoming something I don't want to be." Close quote.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.